Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for July 16, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, Senator Tammy Baldwin is calling on President Donald Trump to stop making false claims regarding China's purchasing U.S. ag products. The Wisconsin Democrat penned a letter to Trump claiming the president's exaggerated claims about export opportunities make business and agriculture difficult. Last month, the president claimed Mexico had agreed to immediately begin buying large amounts of agricultural products from U.S. farmers. More recently, Trump claimed that China will buy a tremendous amount of food and agricultural products, but has so far offered no evidence or details to support that claim. Trump made the China claims following a meeting with China where both sides agreed to reopen trade negotiations. However, China has not confirmed the purchases, and trade experts say no agreement on egg products exist. Election politics and a split Congress are playing havoc with the nation's priorities, including agriculture, with just 2 weeks before a month-long recess. A trade deal with Mexico and Canada worth billions for financially strapped U.S. farmers, a $24 billion USDA spending bill, tax breaks extensions for biodiesel and other alternative energy, all victims of partisan fights, like delaying congressional action until after the traditional August recess. House Democrats this week plan to move against the Attorney General and the Commerce Secretary after the Supreme Court blocked their effort to include a census citizenship question. This is House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The full House will vote on a resolution of criminal contempt for Attorney General Barr and Secretary Ross so we can enforce our subpoenas and get the facts.
President Donald Trump and his top advisors on Monday stepped up their drive to win congressional passage of the trade deal with Canada and Mexico as the administration's top trade official prepared to meet with Democratic lawmakers again this week. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow gave an update to Fox Business News on what's going on with the latest with the USMCA.
Let me just start with USMCA, which is a terrific trade deal negotiated by Ambassador Lighthizer, and he's working very hard up on the Hill. With, I might add, the cooperation and accommodation of Speaker Pelosi. And I'm optimistic that we have a very good chance of getting that through.
Kudlow talked about the odds of getting the USMCA done in a split House.
I think when Speaker Pelosi gives us a vote, and I remain optimistic on that, That's just me talking. I think it can pass. But again, Ambassador Lighthizer continues to discuss with her and her leaders. I think that's a very good sign.
And a new report shows Iowa farmland prices have declined 4 out of the past 5 years. Researchers from Iowa State University say lower commodity prices and higher interest rates have forced the declines. Based on the Farmland Values Survey, the 2018 Iowa farmland values have fallen 17% off their 2013 peak. Despite these decreases, currently Iowa farmland values are still almost 3 times more than the 2000 values. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.